AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Pentagon says military forces boarded a third sanctioned oil tanker in the Indian Ocean after tracking it from the Caribbean Sea in an effort to target illicit oil connected to Venezuela. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has not broken Ukrainians nor triumphed in its war. In a show of support, more than a dozen senior European officials headed to Kyiv to mark the four-year anniversary of the conflict. Despite the show of defiance, Ukraine has struggled to hold off Russia's onslaught. Russia's aerial attacks have devastated families and denied civilians power and running water. China has restricted exports to 40 Japanese entities that it says are contributing to Japan's remilitarization. Beijing has shown continued displeasure with Tokyo since Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi in November implied Japan could intervene if China used military force against Taiwan, an island democracy China claims as its own. In other news, many people are digging out after a major snowstorm in the Northeast. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Neighbors, government workers, and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. As the snow moves northward and tapers off in other areas, forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen. Mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Victor Wembanyama had 21 points, 17 rebounds, and 6 blocks, and the Spurs beat the Pistons 114-103 in a potential NBA Finals preview.
It's definitely a night where we confirm progression and confirm potential as well, but that was a good test.
The WNBA says a March 10th deadline is needed for a new CBA to avoid delaying the May 8th season start. College basketball, Charles Bediako has appealed his NCAA eligibility decision to Alabama Supreme Court. Duke rose to number one in the AP Top 25 men's hoops poll for a record 148th time. Gino Auriemma's 655th AP Top 25 women's poll appearance with number one UConn moved him past Tara Vanderveer for most all time. And Toyota Racing Development signed 13-year-old Keelan Harvick, son of retired NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.